The LA Times has recently given itself a lot of credit for holding teachers responsible and for blaming teachers by name if they fail to guide students to become good test takers. Okay, I get it. That's fine. People should be held responsible. But if teachers are supposed to guide students to take tests, isn't someone supposed to guide teachers in how to do this guiding of students? Of course, teaching is a skill. You're not born with it. It doesn't descend from heaven. School administrators and schools of education are responsible for teaching these skills to teachers. It's their primary and sometimes their only responsibility. But in all this discussion about testing, I've yet to see a word about the responsibility of those who teach the teachers. It's also important to note that these tests that the LA Times is so worked up about are horribly flawed, deliberately skewed to measure test-taking ability rather than, for example, reading ability. The California Standard Test is the worst. I always take the test while my students are taking it, so I know something about this. This state test puts many of the hardest questions in the first three or four questions, a design that provokes many struggling students to give up. And the test is also full of questions that have four good answers or four bad answers out of four possible answers, so that I often do not know which answer is supposed to be correct. And I'm a very good test taker. What is the point of giving 10th graders such questions other than to demoralize the struggling students? Surely that's the effect. I don't mean to run on, but my students witness every day the ugly truth that the society they live holds them in the lowest regard, has the lowest expectations for them, and is in fact poised, waiting for them to make a mistake so that they can be locked away behind bars. Where are these students supposed to find the motivation to apply themselves to a test that has obviously been carefully designed and implemented at phenomenal expense to demean them? It would be possible to design a better test, and it should be done. It should contain a brief test to determine reading level and another brief section to measure the student's knowledge of math. It shouldn't take more than 90 minutes. Currently, this test wastes nearly a week. Let's find those teachers whose students do well on the test and pay those teachers $100,000 a year to help their fellow teachers learn how to get it done in the classroom. We can take the money from the useless, overpaid administrators we have now. This is John Hankey for Manual Arts High School in South L.A.